ॐ सहना भवतु सहना
सहनाभवतु
भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सदाशिवसमारम्भा शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमा अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः श्रीचिन्मययतीशस्य गुरुं वन्दे तपोवनं तं हिमवद्विभूतिं वै ज्ञानवैराग्यरूपिणं समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तु वागंसस्तनूभिः यशेम देवहितं यदायुः। स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओम्।
हरि ओम। माय हम्बल प्रणाम्स टू ऑल ऑफ यू। सो वील बी ऑन चैप्टर 3 सेक्शन 1 नंबर 9 एंड 10। सो काइंडली ओपन दैट चैप्टर 3 सेक्शन 1 नंबर 9। एंड इन द लास्ट वीक वी हैड टॉक्ड अबाउट सम ऑफ द इंडिकेटर्स ऑफ ब्रह्मन, बिकॉज ब्रह्मन कैन नॉट बी डिस्क्राइब्ड, ओनली इंडिकेटेड। सो इट इज सेड टू बी बिगर देन द बिगेस्ट एंड subtler than the subtlest. Even the smallest, even space is subtler than even space, subtler than everything else, and it is all pervading everywhere. There is nowhere where Brahman is not. And this world we see is superimposed on Brahman. Actually, everything is Brahman, but we don't see Brahman because with Maya this world is superimposed. But even though Brahman is everywhere, it is beyond our senses, beyond our mind, beyond speech. And how can we know it? So the Rishi tells us, Jnana Prasadena Vishuddha Sattva. With the right knowledge and Vishuddha, that is the right knowledge in the intellect and purity of the mind. Often when they use Chetas or Manas, they use mind and intellect together. But here, when they talk about Jnana Prasada and Vishuddha Sattva, they are referring to two different aspects of the same subtle body. It's not there are two different parts. So today we'll continue the indicators of Brahman, and then how, for us, very practically, how we can reach that. So a couple of very practical shlokas, simple shlokas are given. So number 9. Saroj Ben, you have this? You can unmute. You can unmute, yeah. You're still muted.
Is it chapter 3, section 1?
Section 1, number 9.
Thank you.
One sloka number 9. Auntie, you can unmute. I can have you talk first and then we can do Saroj Ben afterwards.
I don't know, I'm still looking.
Okay, Lata, you have it? You can unmute if you find it.
I do have it.
Number 9. Esho Nuratma Chetasa Veditavyah.
Esho Nuratma Chetasa
Yasmin pranah panchadha samvivesha.
Yasmin Prana Panchada Samvivesha.
Praneshchittam sarvamotam prajanam.
Praneshchittam Sarvamutam Prajanam.
Yasmin vishuddhe vibhavatyesha atma.
Yasmin Vishuddhe Vibhavatyesha Atma.
Together, Eshonuratma Chetasa Veditavyah Yasmin Prana Panchadasam Vivesha Praneschittam Sarvamotam Prajana Yasmin Vishuddhe Vibhavatyesha Atma. So, more indicators of Brahman. So, Esha, so this, that means this Brahman that Rishi had talked in the previous mantra. He continues. This one is Anu. Anu means subtle. Anu, though, is translated as small, but here it means subtler, means even subtler than space. We have already talked also in the previous mantra, so we won't go into detail. And this Atma, this consciousness, Atma is not only in one individual, but that total consciousness, which we call as Brahman, and Atma is the same. So this Atma, this total consciousness, Chetasa, by the, Chetas here means mind and intellect, by the mind and intellect, Veditavyaha, it has to be known. Tavyaha means it must be known. That is, without knowing, if you leave this body, you have wasted your life. So known means not just having read the Upanishads, but having made this your own understanding and made it your own abidance in that truth that I know Atma as me. When that final happens, that is the final goal of human birth. Not only, okay, maine pad liya Upanishad, I'm done. No, I have to, experience is not a very good word, but I have to be totally in the abidance of that understanding that I am Atma. It should not be somebody else's knowledge. And this Atma Veditavyaha Yasmin Pranaha Panchadha. So Atma is not in the body. Body is an Atma. We say, no, there is a subtle body, causal body. And then Om, you know, in the BMI chart, Om is somewhere hiding. No. Om is everywhere. Consciousness is everywhere. But in that consciousness, this body appears. And this consciousness is inside and outside. So inside, what did does it do? In that prana, in that atma, the five pranas have entered. So the five pranas have entered. That's how we experience our manifest life. You know, that is with the breathing and the circulation, digestion. We know all the pranas, prana, apana, vyana, samana, udana. I won't go into the detail of that. And then pranehi chittam sarvamotam prajanam. And with this prana, with this energy or the life principle, this chittam again is that memory, mind, intellect, you can put it all together. Sarvamotam prajanam. It is all the beings are contacted with that. So that is what the Rishi says. So what do we mean by prana? All the beings are contacted. We'll talk about that. And yasmin, and in that atma, in this yasmin here means in that chitta, in that mind and intellect, which is vishuddha. Shuddha means pure. Vishuddha means visheshena shuddha, completely pure our mind and intellect. Vibhavati esha atma, the atma shines. So let us see what they mean by atma shine. So we said it is subtler than the subtlest, it is to be known. How do I know it? So the best way to know it is neti neti, not this, not this. Whatever I see as this, that is not Atma, that is not consciousness, that is not God, that is not Brahman. So this body, this mind, this intellect, this computer, this vasanas, this, even this heaven, this hell, anything that you can point out as this is not. So you have to reject everything, including even the forms, all forms. Everything has to be rejected or negated. And then what is left after negating everything, that is Atma. And how is it? So Gurudev gives the example of the sun. Just as the sun is covered by the cloud, cloud cannot cover the sun. It is small, but our vision is covered by the cloud. But when the wind comes, the cloud is blown away. The sun, which was ever shining 93 million miles away, is not covered by the cloud, but the cloud covers our vision. And when the cloud is blown away, the sun, which was ever shining, manifests. So same way, when our impurities in the mind are removed, then the consciousness, Atma, which is always shining, manifests. How to purify? Again, they have mentioned later on in this mantra. And where do we find it? Again, we have talked before, in the hrit, in the middle of the chest, where the mind and intellect meet, and where all the pure qualities of the intellect reside. That's where we find Atma. And how does it shine? So Raman Maharishi says, aham, aham, I, where this I thought arises, that is where Atma is. Where the ego arises, it is the origin of the ego, origin of everything. Then they give certain comparisons, like one is Atma is compared to Akash. Atma again is Brahman, so we don't, you know, it's just different terms. So it's compared to space. Like space goes on and on and on forever. We don't know how far it goes. It is further than the furthest, and it is smaller than the smallest. Even in the smallest nucleus of the atom, there is space, where there is proton, neutron, electron. So space is subtler than the subtlest and bigger than the biggest. So Atma is compared to space, but Atma, of course, is even beyond space and even subtler than space. But they say space is a very good thing to meditate on. Meditate on does not mean you open your eyes and look at space, because it is, you can do that, but it is a mental concept, because space cannot be seen. But when you think of space, how far it goes, that how far Atma is, and even further. So space is a very good way to meditate upon Atma, Akash. And then some people say, well, some people compare Atma and world to rope and snake, right? That Brahman is the rope on which the world is a snake. So he says, don't pick up a rope and look at it and say, I am rope, I am rope. Don't start doing that. You have to find things that, you know, that is similar. Even though, of course, rishis give us these examples, but you have to be, you know, check what examples you use. Then Atma is said to be a witness. So my intellect witnesses the mind and body and all the senses. And the witness of the intellect is Atma consciousness. And that witness is I am. I am the witness. So that means I have to withdraw even from all the body, mind, intellect, and focus on the self. And I am not only the witness of my mind and intellect, but I am the witness of all minds and intellects everywhere in the universe. All plants, birds, animals, fish, even devatas, everywhere, I am the witness. Because I am that Atma, that consciousness. The moment you say, I am that, then I become one with the totality, the total consciousness, which witnesses all antakaranas. And then people say, but it is so far, you know, with the mind, how can I reach it? It's so difficult. What is the distance between mind and Chaitanya consciousness? There is no distance. where the mind is, Atma is right there. It's not too far away. It's not, I have to go to, maybe Badrinath, or I have to go for a pilgrimage to, that's where I will, yeah, going to these pilgrimage places is very good, but you can experience it right in the, your own bedroom sitting when you experience it as the one that enlivens and constant remembrance of that. And how do we purify? So we remove five kleshas. See, our rishis were very good. Everything was three, four, five. They gave numbers most beautifully. So there are five kleshas, five things that we suffer from. Klesha means that which gives you sorrow. So one klesha is avidya, ignorance. Then avidya leads to asmita. Asmita means I, ego, I am this, I am so great, I am so wonderful. So ignorance leads to ego, asmita. Then asmita leads to raga and dvesha. Everybody knows that, likes and dislikes. And then the fifth one, which is interesting, is called atma nivesha. That is a new term. So ignorance leads to ego, ego leads to likes and dislikes, and atma nivesha means drowning in the body. What does it mean by drowning in the body? It means I have so much identification with this body, I am the body, that we drown in that thought. Atma nivesha also means fear of death. The moment say I am this body, then I am afraid of death, because this body will die and I will die. So I am not the body, I am Atma, I will never perish even when the body perishes. So removing these five kleshas is called purification of the mind and the intellect. And where can we find? So they have given two more examples. Where to find Atma? You know, where is it? So one is Sneha Kshire. Kshire means milk, you know, Kshir Sagar. We say Vishnu Bhagwan is in the Kshir, on the Kshir Sagar. So Sneha means ghee, means the clarified butter, the ghee. And how the ghee is taken out, you churn the milk and then, you know, you get this yogurt, and then you churn that yogurt. I mean, you put the culture, you get yogurt, you churn the yogurt. Out of that comes butter, and then you, you know, with heating of the butter, you get ghee. So similarly, this consciousness is where, like, where is the ghee in the milk?
Yeah.
Ghee is everywhere, right? There's not that the ghee is in one part or the other part. So that's why when you put milk on your hand, or you put water on your hand, you put water on your hand, you can easily wash it off. Just, but milk is sticky, you know, when you put milk and you try to clean it, there's little stickiness, and that is the ghee. So just as ghee or clarified butter is everywhere in milk, same way Atma is everywhere in the mind. And how do we bring it out? By churning, just as we bring the butter by churning. Churning means what you call manana. So by listening and then contemplating, this knowledge comes out. And the other comparison they gave is kashte agnihi, just as in the wood. Where is the fire? The fire is subtle. You cannot see it, but with the right process, you can bring the fire out. The same way, Atma is hidden, but it can be brought out with the right process. And in fact, Atma alone is present, is always there, and can never be negated. Bhagwan says in the second chapter, Na sato vidyate bhavaha. Na bhavo vidyate sataha. That which is ever existent can never be negated. That is Atma. And you and me, this body, mind, intellect, which is unreal, can never become true. Even though we say this, I am true, and this Atma, I don't know. But Bhagwan says Atma alone is true. Whatever else you see in the world is an illusion, is false. So just shift your attention from what is not to what is. Auntie, you found it? You want to do the next one? You can unmute. Number 10. Yam yam lokam manasa samvibhati.
यम यम लोकम मनसा संभिवाति।
विशुद्ध सत्व कामयते याश्च कामान।
विशुद्ध सत्वे कामयते पांचम कामान।
आमान तम तम लोकम जयते तांश्च कामाः।
तम तम लोकम जयते ताश्च कामान।
तस्माद् आत्मज्ञं ह्यर्चयेद् भूति कामः।
तस्मादात्मज्ञं हर्षते भूतिकामः।
गुड, यू कैन प्लीज म्यूट। यं यं लोकं मनसा संविभाति विशुद्ध सत्व कामयते याश्च कामान्। तं तं लोकं जयते ताश्च कामाः। तस्मात् आत्मज्ञं ह्यर्चयेद् भूति कामः। सो द लास्ट वर्ड इज भूति कामः। सो दोज हु आर डिजायरस ऑफ प्रॉस्पेरिटी, हु वॉन्ट सक्सेस in this world, if you everybody wants to be successful, right? So if you have a desire for success, so what should we do? So Rishi starts in the first line, yam yam lokam manasa samvibhati. Samvibhati means concentrates. Yam yam lokam means whichever world, manasa, by the mind one concentrates. We'll talk about what is this loka, what is this world, and how Vishuddha Sattva, again and again the Rishi emphasizes purity of mind, purity of thoughts, purity of understanding, complete Vishuddha, complete purity. Not you can have some dirt and some, it's like in the milk, you know, there is some black dirt, some mud and all that. You're not going to drink it. You're not going to say, let me with the spoon remove that. No, then you will. You have to have completely white milk to drink, same way, completely pure mind. Kamayate yascha kaman. So those kaman means those who are desirous of success in this world. And whatever lokam, lokam means whatever world, means wherever they want success. They want success in this world, or they want to go to Pitralok, Swargalok, wherever they want to go. If they want success, then what happens? You have to put in full effort. Samvibhati means concentrate. That means for success, you need single-pointed concentration. And then if you do that, tam tam lokam jayate tamcha kaman, kamaha. So those who are desirous of a particular field in this life, you can get it by sustained, concentrated effort. And whatever you decide you want, you can get it. That's what the Rishi says. You just have to have a firm decision. But what helps is tasmat atmagnyam, but the knower of Atma, these wise masters, when you approach them, he archayed, one should worship them, approach them, and then that will help you to get whatever you want. So we'll talk about that. So it is said that Brahma Jnani, this mantra is the glory of the Brahma Jnani, and why we should approach this wise master. So the secret of success, you know, everywhere we tell, even our children, we also know that anything you put 100% effort, you will succeed. If you do half-hearted work, you will get half-hearted results. So success in any worldly field, also in spirituality, needs full effort. We'll talk more about in the next mantra if you want success in spirituality, but it is the same. You need 100% concentrated, single-pointed effort. But our problem is that we start in a particular direction and then we say, I don't think this is good for me. You know, like we follow some German philosophy, the next day we read Buddhist philosophy, then Vedanta. Vedanta is too hard. So then we go to some guru who says, you know, I'll send you this packet, you will get it. You know, so we run around from one to the other. So one thought comes, We cancel that and we get with a new thought. You know, this method is not good, that method, this method of meditation is not good. Then we go to some other guru who says, you are meditating wrong. I'll teach you how to raise Kundalini. So we run around and we miss. We are always missing our goal, missing what we want. So talking about missing, so there was this wife and her husband left on a business trip. And before he left, they had a big fight. So he left, and so she was like to play darts. So she got a dart board, and in the middle, in the bullseye, she put her husband's picture. And then she was shooting bullseye, but she was not very good. So it hit all over the dart board everywhere because she has not practiced much. So then husband calls her, you know, he's kind of feeling a little sorry. So he calls her. He says, honey, how are you doing? She says, I'm thinking of you and I keep missing you. So here we keep missing our goal because our goal is not correct. Our goal is not clear to us. And that's why we don't get it. And what is the sadhana? Integration of body, mind, intellect. Physically, I should do this karma yoga. Mentally, with the mind, I should do bhakti, love God. And with the intellect, get the right knowledge. And then with meditation, all three come in meditation, physical, mental, intellectual integration. So when we do all that, then you can get success in any loka. You can get success in here, even after death, you know, even all the way up to Brahma Loka, everything. But how does the jnani help? You know, he says, go to the Atmagnyam, the knower of the truth. How? Because he has a post box in Bhagwan's world. Where the moment he writes a letter, immediately click, it go. It's like an email. He sends email, immediately notification comes to Bhagwan. Okay, ting. So my devotee is sending me a message. This Mahatma is. So they have direct connection. When you and I, we have to find Bhagwan's email, but they have it. So the olden days, they used to say post box. Now we say email. So what it means is that he is always in contact with Bhagwan. So if we go to them and serve them, and serving does not mean, you know, washing their feet or bringing flowers and bringing food, donation, those are okay. But what is more important, I'll come to that, what is exactly they want us to do? And why are they able to bless us? Because he says, Mamatma Sarva Bhutatma. They think I am all, they are all me, that oneness they always have. A true realized master will never distinguish between different people. He or she is always in touch with them. So, Mamatma Sarva Bhutatma, my Atma is the Atma of all, and their blessings are always there with us. All we have to do is invoke those blessings, and with that, when you're in the presence of Mahatmas, you get extreme ananda, you get extreme bliss, extreme joy. So that is the benefit of approaching and coming close to these Mahatmas and surrendering. Now, what should we do? What should be? Is it enough to wash his feet, bring him food? That's not what they want. And Gurudev has said beautifully, he has given these steps. I would request you to read his commentary later on. He says, serve the Mahatma how? Meditate regularly. Remember God. Meditate regularly. Remember God constantly. Do charity. Live a life of detachment. Live a life of self-control. Play your part wherever you have been placed. So meditate, remember God, do charity, live a life of detachment, self-control, and wherever you have been placed, play your part to the best of your ability, do the best you can, and that is the way to approach the Mahatma, to surrender to Mahatma, and his blessings are there for all of us. And that's why even Bhagwan says that, you know, he's the most dear to me, the one who gives this knowledge of mind. So when we approach him, then we get all worldly achievements. You say, no, 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 no. I don't want worldly achievements. I want the highest. I don't want, I'm done with, you know. That's why they send a pariksha lokan sarva, you know, sarva chitan mahatmana. The wise person in the Mundaka Upanishad in the beginning says, I have seen the world. I have got whatever the world wants to offer, but I want that which is beyond what this world can give me. So that's what I want. So that's why they say you approach a Mahatma and approach him with humility and surrender. Okay, we'll end here. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.